This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Ukraine's president said in his nightly address Thursday that he has stripped two top generals of their rank. Volodymyr Zelensky called the generals anti-heroes. The Ukrainian leader said he did not have time to deal with all the traitors, but gradually they all will be punished. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces confiscated 14 tons of humanitarian aid contained in a convoy of 12 buses Thursday in southern Ukraine. The aid included medicine and food. Another convoy of 45 buses sent to evacuate civilians from the besieged port city of Mariupol was stopped by Russian forces Thursday before it could reach its destination. It was not immediately clear when or whether the convoy would be allowed to continue. The Ukrainian state nuclear company said on Thursday that all of the Russian forces occupying the Chernobyl nuclear power station have withdrawn from the defunct plant. Russian soldiers seized control of Chernobyl soon after Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. At a news conference, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby would not confirm statements from the Ukraine State Power Company that Russian soldiers were leaving the area around the closed Chernobyl nuclear site after receiving significant doses of radiation.
According to our intelligence, Russian units are not withdrawing, but repositioning. Russia is trying to regroup.
That is Jens Stoltenberg speaking in reference to Russia withdrawing from the Donbas region. Meantime, Chernobyl was the site of the worst nuclear accident in 1986 when a reactor there exploded. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisia's main opposition party, the Islamist Ennahda, rejects President Kais Saied's move to dissolve parliament, and it will boycott any referendum he calls to restructure the political system unilaterally, its leader said. Rashid Ghannouchi, who is also the parliament speaker, said in an interview that Ennahda would only take part in a referendum if Saied held national consultations on his political reforms. Ghannouchi accused Saied of conducting a coup last summer when he suspended parliament, brushed aside the democratic 2014 constitution, and moved to rule by decree. Saied has said he will hold the referendum in July, followed by parliamentary elections in December, but he has not involved any other political or civil society groups in drafting the new constitution or said what it will contain. International donors stepped up Thursday with more than $2.4 billion to keep Afghanistan from a humanitarian collapse, despite misgivings about the country's Taliban government. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a virtual pledging conference that without immediate action, we face starvation and malnutrition crisis in Afghanistan. He said Afghanistan's economy has effectively collapsed. Well, the U.S. government will require valves be used on new pipelines to prevent disasters. We get more on that story from Mike Gracia.
A new federal rule aimed at reducing deaths and environmental damage will require companies to install emergency valves that can shut off the flow of oil, natural gas, or other hazardous fuels when pipelines rupture. The rule from the U.S. Transportation Department applies only to new pipelines. By not including existing pipelines, safety advocates argue the rule does not go far enough. The rule came in response to a massive gas explosion in San Bruno, California in 2010 that killed 8 people and to large oil spills, including the 2010 pipeline rupture into Michigan's Kalamazoo River and a 2015 spill into Montana's Yellowstone River. I'm Mike Gracia.
And the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, a time when Muslims abstain from food, drink, smoking, and other activities from dusk to dawn daily, begins at sundown Saturday in most parts of the world. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.